Okay.
81B2, right?
Pay out, no, 81B2. Yeah. Pay Aleph from mid base. In middle of the page. Mamish middle of the page. Okay, this the few lines we started last time and then we'll get off to the discussion. The Mishnah said, Misyachid Adam im Imei. A person can have Yichud. We're learning the dinam of Yichud, right? Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah said you can have Yichud with a mother and a daughter and, you know, that whole lineage. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Asi, Misyachid Adam im Achaisi. A person can have Yichud with a sister, V'dad im Imei v'im Bita. And he could live alone with his mother and daughter. And if you notice an interesting thing, by mother and daughter it says Dar, he can live with them. But by sister, he said you can have Yichud. Which means...
He cannot Dar?
No, because Dar means permanent. Dar means to live.
Yeah, I know.
So it says sister, we learn temporary. And mother and daughter is permanent. So he says, Ki Amar Kami de Shmuel, when this Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi. When Rav Yehuda said this name in front of Shmuel, Shmuel said to him, what are you talking about? Asol is Yachin Mekol HaRai Shebetei Rafil and Behema. You can't have yichud with anybody.
Oh, God. Who says this?
Huh? Shmuel says. Even with an animal, you can't have yichud. And definitely not with a sister, not with anybody else. Okay? Tanam, we learned to the Mishnah, which is a question on Shmuel. It says, Mitzyachid Adam Mimimei, a person could have yichud with his mother. So according to Shmuel, seemingly you can't have yichud even with your mother. Because he said anybody is forbidden. So the Gemara says Tanan, but in the Mishnah it said Misyachad Adam Imimei Vimbitei. A man can have live with his mother and his daughter. V'yashin Imei Bekirav Basar, and you can even sleep with body contact with them. So why does Shmuel say it's Yichud is forbidden with any relative? To you after the Shmuel, seemingly it's a question on Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, I'm a little Shmuel, so Shmuel answers with a question, like a typical Jew. Utaimeich, Ohad Tanya, what it says in the Braise, Achaisi v'chameisi, in regards to one sister, or mother-in-law, v'shar kol harayish b'teira, or any other forbidden relations, eim isyachad imoyim ela b'edim. You can only be alone with them with this two edim present. Huh? In other words, like Rashi explains, it doesn't mean, I mean, two witnesses, with somebody else.
But two somebody else.
A woman could have two men, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, you can't be alone unless if you have another man with you. Be'edim in, only with witnesses. Shalei be'edim le, without witnesses, not. And here it says clearly, achayisei, that you can't. Right? So he's asking a question. Shmuel says, you're asking a question on me, I have a question on you. You say you can have temporary yichud with a sister, and this braisa clearly says you cannot have yichud with a sister only if you have another man there. So he says, well, therefore we must say, Tanoi, this whole issue is an argument of Tanoim. What's the argument? The Tanya, Amar Ameir said, Hizaru b'mnei b'biti. Ameir used to tell his students, guys, make sure I'm never alone with my daughter. Amr Abtarvin said, Hizaru bi mibnei kalasi. Make sure I'm never alone with my daughter-in-law, which, by the way, is forbidden. But once we'll see in a second. And the Gemara says, Liglov olav eisei Talmud. The certain disciple was making fun of Abtarvin. That, hey, what, you know, you can't be with your mother-in-law, you know, in the same room. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Abba Mishim Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Lahoy Yom Motam, a few days later, after this student laughed at Rav Tarfin, Achenich Shal Eisei Talmud Chameisi. This guy Taka had relations with his mother-in-law. The one that laughed at Rav Tarfin. Meaning like this. We see in this Braisa that Rav Meir says, make sure I'm never alone with my daughter. Okay? So, what does that mean? According to Rav Meir, you can't have Yichud with your sister at all.
My daughter, your daughter.
No. Even a daughter. Mm-hmm. Even a daughter.
So you can't be alone with your sister?
1 minute, relax. So this is what Shmuel was saying. Even a father and a daughter can be alone. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our Mishnah says that you could have Misyachad Adam im Achaisa, right? Im Imei Vimbitei. with your mother and daughter. Amisha clearly says you can have yichud. Yet the mayor holds he can't. So you see, there's an argument amongst the Tanoim. But for Rab Tarfon, by the way, in fact, the Mefarshim ask, why did Rab Tarfon say what he said? Make sure I'm not with my daughter-in-law. There's yichud with a daughter-in-law. So, like, what did Rab Tarfon say? So he says that the Mefarshim explain. He brings on at the bottom from Poskim. They write, why did Rab Tarfon Takav say? Make sure I'm never alone with my daughter-in-law. You're talking not allowed to be alone. The mayor, I understand. He was Machmir. Make sure I'm never with my daughter. But a daughter-in-law is a foreigner. There's a real yichud there. So the Mefarshim explain, a daughter-in-law meant even if the husband's in town. That's why the mayor was Machmir. Why? Because the relationship is so close that even the husband sometimes wouldn't protect. So even though halachically, that's not the halacha, but Rav Meir was very machmir on himself that he'd not have, Rav Tarfon was very machmir. He said, make sure I'm never alone with my daughter-in-law, even if the husband's in town.
In town or in the house?
In town.
In the house is not a problem.
In the house is for sure is no problem. Even if he's not home, but he's in town, the fact that there's a very close relationship, like the Gemara said, Libri Gazba, if there's a very extremely close relationship, then we're afraid, even if the husband's in town, it might be a problem. And the bottom line of this halacha is, by the way, that you could be with your sister on a temporary basis, like the Chachamim hold, like Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel said, with the mother and daughter, never a problem. Not like Rav Meir holds.
And Kalotu?
Kalotu, no, there's real yichud.
That's
halacha. Unless the...
No, on a permanent basis.
Temporary. Unless the, your son is in town somewhere.
Right, right.
What? Last week. Up to a month you could live in the same
house. Up to a month you could live in the same house, but not more than a month.
With your sister. Mother and daughter, always.
And then I would have a problem. If I move back east to live with my sister's place, I only can stay there a month.
Yeah.
Keep the door and windows open. They
I don't think anything would happen anyway.
Okay.
But when we say yichud, it also means like hugging your sister, like they come from another country. Can you hug your sister or...
That's not yichud. That's another thing.
No, but when you go yichud, you go that far or not?
There's a Gemara in Shabbos. I don't know why the Frumid don't keep this thing. It's the din Shulchan Aruch also. Rambam brings it down. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. It says in Halacha, and again, even the Frumid until they do it, then I don't know what the heck it is. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to hug your sister.
Oh boy.
And it says, not only is it not right, v'gam iser yesh bedover. That's what it says in Rambam. And
you can't hug your mother either, right?
No, your mother, yeah. Your mother, yeah. Grandmother, yeah.
Daughters,
yeah. Granddaughters, yeah.
Sister, no.
I'm just telling what the Gemara says in Shabbos. And Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Nevinezer, it brings it down.
Can you give a kiss on the cheek, at least?
Huh?
Can you give a kiss on the cheek?
The kids, yes, they say.
Kiss on the cheek.
To who?
Your sister.
Who wants to do that? Okay.
Holding your daughter's hand in the street, that's Mishum Senyot. It doesn't have to do anything with Erva?
No. There's no Erva by you holding your daughter. You can hug your daughter. You can kiss your daughter.
Even in the street?
Yeah.
So why people don't do it?
Because the Gemara says people don't know that it's your wife.
Oh, that because of that.
Yeah.
So if you are
pregnant, Gemara says you shouldn't walk with your wife in the street either, the Gemara says. Because people don't know.
But if people know,
you
can
walk
hold
with your
wife
in the street?
What wife? Which one?
Your wife.
Which one?
The one who lives with you.
Oh.
No, so if people
you.
Know Come she's on. Your wife, you can Take walk this. In the street with your wife holding hands.
Holding hands? That's yeah. not... Proper.
Okay, it's not proper, but it's...
She's not nida. Logically, it's okay.
Just not proper.
When the Rebbe's mother was alive, and the Rebbe used to walk her home, when she came Shabbos to davening, the Rebbe used to walk her home, whatever it was, or Yom Tov, the Rebbe walked with her hand in hand down the street.
No?
No. I never saw it, because I came right the week... 3 days before, 2 days before
I
she passed
seen,
away.
You know, all the she was that they walked.
The mother, okay.
Mother, okay. Mother, wife,
whatever.
You know. What mine after
Not to, okay. I'm sorry. Then the Mishnah says, Afilu Mehema. Shmuel holds, even though our Mishnah, the halacha is not like that, but Shmuel said, You can't even be alone with a behemoth. Yeah, kind of, you because the yichud.
Does it say what kind of behemoth?
Not two-legged, four-legged. Two-legged behemoth you should never be with. Anyway. So it says...
You cannot have pets.
One second. Abaya, the Gemara says like this. Abaya mechalele mikula dabra. When Abaya came to a field, he got rid of all the animals. The Rashi explains when he wanted to study in the field alone, he made sure all the animals were out because of this. Okay?
Well,
1 minute. 1 minute. Rav Sheshis, Mavrele Mitzra. When there were animals were with him, he made sure the animals went on the other side of the bridge, away from him. Rav Chanan Ardoi Ikla Rav Kahana Lefum Naro. Rav Chanan from Nardo once came to Rav Kahana at Pum Naro. Chazed the Yosef Kogodis. He saw that he was learning. Vekaima Behema Gamei. And there was an animal there. So, what's his name? Rav Chanan in Ardo saw Rav Kahana was learning and there was an animal next to him. Amar Leis, he said to Rav Kahana, Leisaver Leimara Filum Behema. Don't you agree with Shmuel's din that you can't have Yichud even with a Behema? Amalei, he said, Levadaita. Pasha didn't know the animal was there. He was so engrossed in learning. Pasha said, I didn't see the animal. I didn't know. But Tesis over here says that all these Amiroim that didn't do it, that even when the animals were there, they sent them away not to have Yichud with the animal, Tesis says, it was Chumr Ba'alma Ka'avra. It was only a Chumr. Anan Kaimelon Kerabanan Rabbi Yehuda that Leinachshul Yisroel Le'al Mishkav Zachav Le'al Behema. Because there's one opinion that you can't even be alone with a man, because you might come to homosexuality. So the Gemara says we paskin like the Chacham of Rabbi Yehuda that say that the Jews are not nechshad, even and in fact we're going to see that in the next Mishnah. In the next Mishnah we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda holds this yichud with two men and yichud with men and behemoths. So Tay says the halacha is that there's no yichud behemoth, no yichud with male, right, with another man. But these are meroim, we're machmir. But
when you learn in Torah, the animals stand in them, they might a dung or something.
Okay, so then
maybe that's what it move. Is.
No, it's, no, he said they didn't do it because of yichud.
I don't understand. I thought the whole issue of yichud is when you're in an enclosed area, in a field.
In a field, no, it's not true. In a field where there's nobody around, or like it says in Aloch, if you're on a beach, and a secluded beach,
mm-hmm.
there's yichud.
The same thing?
Yeah.
Same halacha?
Yep.
But it's all open, there's no tinted
windows. It doesn't matter, but nobody's around, so there's yichud. It's a secluded area. If you have a secluded area...
The rape, then the Torah says if
yeah,
you...
Yeah.
Because of that, that's the
most... Yeah.
Car also considered, Rabbi?
A car, it depends if it's tinted windows, yeah, or if it's night, yeah.
Depends, where is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were not here then.
You were not here 2 weeks ago. If there's during the day, where people can look into the window,
okay.
So there's no yichud. If you have dark tinted windows, contemporary Paschim, right, there might be a problem of yichud. If you go on a freeway at night, you want to go from L.A. to San Francisco at night, yeah? A man can't take a woman in the car.
How about in the back seat?
In the trunk. If you put it in the trunk, you could do it. Then you could do it.
That's worse.
Yeah. And the luggage and the top.
Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to come now with a few exceptions of Yichud. Now, we learned the whole Indian of Yichud is because you might come to do something wrong. Right? So if there's, let's say, one man and then one woman with two men, one man with three women. So then what are we afraid of? Then we're afraid they're going to snitch. Okay? But like one man with two women, it's yichud. We learned before. Now the Gemara is going to say cases where one man with two women are allowed. What are the cases? When the women hate each other. They hate each other. The two women hate each other.
Always.
So then yichud is okay because whatever you're going to do, they're going to snitch. Like these people won't snitch right away. But if they're women that you hate each other and because of that they're going to snitch, so then yichud is permitted. We'll see the Amar Rav. Rav is saying this. Misyachad Adam im Shnei Yevavos. A man could be alone with two sisters-in-law, meaning the wives of two brothers. Why? So Rashi explains like this. There's always a fear that they might have to do Yibum. The husband might die and they're going to have to do Yibum. Right? So because of that, two sisters-in-law married to two brothers, the wives of two brothers really hate each other.
They're rivals.
One may die and they're going to have to do Yibum and have be stuck with the other one and maybe be dumped on the other one.
No, besides so that, they're jealous of each other.
It says, because
this surviving brother may have to perform Yibum and she and her sister-in-law will become co-wives. In the time of Gemara, right? When you're going to have two wives, right? So Reuven and Shimon, brothers, are married two wives, right? These wives, now, co-wives, as the Gemara is going to explain, always hate each other. Because they're all... A guy has two wives, the wives hate each other because they're all fighting for the attention, right? Mm. Or for the money, I don't know what they're fighting for. So he says like this, if therefore two sisters-in-law, two brothers, their wives hate each other. Okay? Why? Because they might become co-wives. It's very possible in those days because the brothers died young and it was very possible to have it. So therefore, man could be alone with two sisters-in-law. Why? Because if one does something wrong, the other one's going to right away go snitch. So he's going to be afraid to do something wrong. Or, im shtei tzaddis. Tzaddis, as Gemara says in Yevamos, are co-wives. They're called tzaddis because each one's a problem for the... Tzaddis is problems. But the co-wives means if a man had two wives, they hate each other.
Racha and Leah, the same thing?
Yeah. There's a lot of competition. But Kani Racha Bachaisa, what happened over there? Also, another interesting thing. You can have Yichud im Isha v'chameisa with a woman and her mother-in-law. This is a doozer. I'm just telling what the Gemara says. Mothers-in-law hate the daughters-in-law. Why? Because they're eating up all the son's money. This is what Rashi says. Don't look at me.
Isha, with your wife, why would you have a problem with your wife?
Not with your wife.
Isha
with her mother-in-law.
Your mother has a problem with your wife.
My wife with my mother.
Your wife?
My mother. Oh, a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law.
But if your wife is there, what's the problem?
Not him, another man.
Not another man can have yichud with a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law.
Of somebody else's?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why, he says, because she feels this younger woman will consume her hard-earned possessions when her son inherits her. No, they hate each other. Or Isha Ubaz Baila, and a woman and the daughter of her husband, a stepdaughter. You also hate, because again, she's eating up all the money that the son's going to get. In each of it, this is another thing. You can have Yichud with a woman and a young girl that knows Tambia, that understands what it means of being intimate. They may say it's Atma Labia, but she's too young to have it. In other words, she's old enough to testify that a relationship took place, but she's not old enough to want it. You know, but the Gemara says this is a very important din, by the way, practical din. That's about 9 years old. 9 years old, they're old enough to know what's going on, but they're not old enough to do it. So then, we're not afraid. See, a man with two women, what's the problem? Both of them might want him. Right? Both of them might want him. So they're both sin. But this girl will protect the woman from Yichud, from anything wrong, because she knows to snitch, so they're afraid to do something. And she's not interested in the man. She's too young. She didn't reach puberty yet, so she has no desire yet to do it.
This is not the daughter of the woman.
No. Each with any kid. What do they do today? Okay, this happens a lot. Chas and Kala get married. Okay, she's a Nida. The Kala's a Nida at the wedding. Okay? Now, let me explain this din, and I'll elaborate on it because it's a very practical din and what we're learning. When a wife is in need, the husband can't be with her, correct?
Right.
Why isn't there a problem of yichud?
Because there are people right outside the door?
No, at night. No, no. Go home.
Husband and wife?
Yeah.
Husband. They are not, there's no yichud by husband and wife.
Now. I'm asking you. Why not? Because they're allowed to be together.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but when she's in need,
doesn't matter.
Why not?
Cut the salam.
Because they're married.
No. No.
Oh, because...
No, this is a very important thing. I'm sorry for, I thought it would be known. A man and a wife, when she's a nida, l'cha'eda, she's erva to him, because he can't be with her. Why is there no problem of yichud?
So it says,
let him finish.
So it says in halacha, why isn't there a problem of yichud? For two reasons, because there's two factors. Okay? Number one, they were already together. So the taiva is not that strong. And secondly, there's a heter to the time she's no good. And eventually she'll be able to go to the mikvah. So there's two criterias to permit a husband and a wife with yichud. Number one, they were already together. And secondly, there's a heter, she'll become eventually permissible to be with him.
Not with a newlywed, though.
So what happens?
So now the problem is, when a newlywed couple gets married,
yeah,
and she's a nida, you only have the second criteria, that she'll be able eventually go to the mikvah.
Not
but if they're frum, and they weren't living together, so the first criteria doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there's a problem of yichud with a husband and his wife, if at the time of the wedding, she's a nida.
So what happens?
Here are you.
So,
that's them together.
Yeah, but when she's a nida, they don't do yichud. They do a fake yichud. Because they don't want to publicize to the world that she's nida. So the rabbi will make sure that it's not halachic the yichud. Okay, now, so what do you do? They can't live together in the same apartment as is, because it's yichud, because they weren't together yet.
Oh.
Granted, they will be able to be together, okay? But what happens if there's a scenario where a woman's in nida and she'll never be able to go to the mikveh? Then the same din applies. That's rare, but it's possible to exist. So what do you do? So you do one of a few things. Either they go live in different places. They go live in different places. He goes home to his house and she goes to the apartment or whatever. They can't live alone in the same house.
The little girls go there.
Or, no. It says at night, Shchonarch says, you need a cotton and a ketana with them. At night. By day, one shamer is enough. At night, you need two shamerim at night. So it says you need a boy and a girl, like the Gemara says over here, that are not bas mitzvah yet, basically, but not too young, that they understand what's going on. And they sleep with them in the apartment. The door has to be open to the bedroom, because then there's yichud by having a closed door.
Oh, okay.
So the door has to... So it says the boy sleeps with the boy, the girl sleeps with... But many poskim write that if they're in a bedroom and the door is wide open and there's a boy and a girl in the apartment, then there's no problem of yichud. Why? Because that's what the Gemara says over here. A person could be have yichud im isha v'tinekis, but at night you need two shamanim, one for him, one for her.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Wouldn't the girl know when she's in whatever, neither?
Sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, but I'm saying if they know it, of course they know.
When her cycle is?
Yeah.
So, you know, she can't.
Sometimes it gets messed up.
When her cycle
they
is.
Try, but it doesn't always work. It doesn't always work.
Why isn't it Davar Shesh Matirin?
So it's not bottled.
That concept doesn't.
Davar Shesh Matirin is not bottled. It's not bottled with Shishim.
Yeah. So I mean, why doesn't it apply here?
It does apply here. Because she will be eventually be permissible to the husband by going to the mikveh.
Uh huh.
But that's not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Because the fact they weren't together yet, the Yetzer Hara is very strong.
But that concept, they don't call it that?
No.
No, they don't call it.
The expression is Yesh Heter Li Yisurei.
Oh.
You need both of them.
You need both things. That's why when there's Chuppas Nida, then the Paschim, contemporary Paschim, discuss what happens if they're living together before.
Oh.
And then Pierce Nida, then by the Chuppas she's a Nida. Does this then? Well, does some poskim say no because they lived in sin? So nobody's going to say that we're going to halacha is going to count what they lived in sin. Well, that's a contemporary halachic issue that poskim talk about. So therefore, this is what the Rav is saying. Of it's very important. But not only can you have yichud with two yibums, co-wives, which doesn't exist today. Yibum doesn't exist today. A mother and a stepdaughter does exist today. A woman and a mother-in-law does exist today. And the isha b'tineikas, it's a very big heter. I mean, the big practical halachic heter of how you get circumvent the problem of yichud when you have a chasana.
Like you said,
any daughter,
any girl,
not the daughter. They don't have the kids that just got married. Oh no, Tinaikas, no. That doesn't say bita. Yeah. Tinaikas means any babe, any girl.
But her daughter would be okay also, of course.
Yeah.
In Gemara, like if you bring a proof like from Mishnah, then you have a Mishnah. And you said Baraita says something different. We can bring proof from Baraita against Mishnah?
It's contemporary. Sometimes the Gemara will say the Baraita is wrong. Gemara can never say Mishnah is wrong.
Because here we brought...
No. Shmuel just proved from the Baraita that there's an opinion of Rav Meir that told the people, make sure I don't have Yichud with my daughter. So that was the basis of Shmuel's din, that you can't have Yichud with anybody. Not your mother, not your daughter, not your, you know... But Aloch is not like Shmuel. Because we don't pass on the Kremayan. We pass on the Chacham. Let's say where mother and a daughter, grandmother, you know, that whole lineage doesn't apply. The din of Yichud.
So the animal, doesn't matter if the animal is male or female?
No.
Is the Yichud only on a man or also on a woman?
The Is on both.
On both.
Yep. Because the Mashal, it's even worse. Yichud with a guy. Because guys are more permissive. The Gemara says many times, the Halacha says, even if guy's wife is there, she's not going to help Yichud. Because the guy doesn't care about his wife. He'll do what he wants anyway.
It means the husband of a guy is, Goya is there, still...
No, I'm saying, a Yiddish girl with a guy, even if the guy's wife is there, it's still a problem of Yichud.
I think we were warned about the...
to be careful.
Yeah. Yichud's on the woman also. Yeah. If a woman goes to a doctor, a woman goes to an office, a woman works in an office, yeah.
And for children, what age the Yichud is on? For the children?
Huh?
For children, what age?
Does it begin? Okay. There's no Yichud for kids under Bar Bas Mitzvah. Because okay. They're not Mechuv in Mitzvahs.
We worry about...
One second. Do you know there's a problem... And this yichud bit, we didn't even talk about this in previous times. When you learn this yichud, especially with the contemporary issues involved, babysitters. You know what a babysitter is?
Okay.
Yichud begins for a boy over 9. That means, not from the boy's perspective, a girl can be alone with a man, right? From what age on? 9. A man can't be alone with a girl. Al pidin, what age? 3. Because she's like Rivka, no, able to get married. Boys able to, 9 are able to get married, right? Some poskim want to say today it's not 3 because today is not realistic. But technically, a 9-year-old boy has the dinam of yichud already. Not for him; he's under bar mitzvah. But the girl, yeah.
If the girl is there, like 15, 16 years old.
If you have a 14-year-old babysitter, 15-year-old babysitter, okay. And she's babysitting a 9-year-old boy,
yeah.
Mamish a problem of yichud.
But why is
it... Now, one second. If there's a sister home, let's say there's a 9-year-old boy, well, let me make it easier. Let's say there's a 10-year-old boy, and an 8-year-old sister.
She knows enough, but...
Now, what's the din? We learned already before that once somebody is there that takes away yichud, that there's no yichud between you and them, they save you from yichud with somebody else too. right? Like, if there's a mother and a daughter, a father and a daughter, there's no yichud, correct? It's father and a daughter. So therefore, if there's another lady in the house, there's no yichud either. Once there's a woman and a man that there's no yichud between them, then even if somebody else, like a man and a wife, you invite a woman guest to your house, yeah, or a male guest to your house. Why isn't there yichud? It's one man with his wife and another woman. Why isn't there yichud? The answer is because once you have somebody that takes away yichud, then it protects you. Yeah. So if you have a 15-year-old babysitter babysitting a 9-year-old boy, it's a problem of yichud. But if there's an 8-year-old sister, so the brother and the sister temporarily, there's no yichud. Right? So that sister protects the boy from the babysitter. But if you have a 9-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl,
no problem. Then the bar mitzvah is a problem.
No. A babysitter to babysit a 9-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl. Okay. Then you have a problem of yichud because she's too young. So there's yichud between the babysitter and the 9-year-old boy.
If they were bar mitzvah, bar mitzvah.
Then they write even more that afterwards you have the babysitter. There's no problem in the house of yichud. You're going to drive the babysitter home, depending on where you are, what you're dark, how late, whatever. There could be a problem of yichud in the car.
Even if she's in the back seat.
Only in the trunk, we said, is no problem. Before you came, we said, you put him in the trunk, you could do it.
Rabbi, so the hirhur is both ways. A man.
Yichud has nothing to do with hirhur. Yichud has to do, you might come to do something improper, action.
So Rabbi,
a woman could do just as much as a man.
Yeah, right. No. The yichud goes both ways.
Hey, Rabbi.
You're not allowed to drive a woman back home if she needs a ride?
It depends. If it's late at night and there's no traffic, especially if you have tinted windows, it could be a problem of yichud.
I'm saying the windows were open. There's no tinted windows. Windows are open.
It depends how much traffic there is in the street.
Normal cars and traffic.
It depends what type. If you're going on Beverly Boulevard, Rochelle Boulevard, there won't be a problem of yichud. If you go on side streets or on a freeway, there might be a problem of yichud.
Okay,
weiter. Okay.
It's not so cut and dry.
Huh?
Not so black and white. It depends on the situation.
Yes. It's more black than white, though. 11 lines to the bottom of the page. Okay, then the Gemara says, so the Mishnah said there's no yichud between father and daughter, right? And the Gemara says you can even sleep with your daughter. When did you pop in? The father can even sleep with his daughter until they get bigger. So it says, v'kama, what is considered bodily contact, until what age is bodily contact permitted between a father and a daughter? So, Amar Avada Barazo Amar Avasi, Tinekas Batesha Shana V'Yemechad, a girl until she's 9, Tinek Ben Shtemasi Shana V'Yemechad, a boy may sleep with his mother until the age of 12. That's this opinion. So they write, once a girl is 9, the father cannot sleep with her in body contact, and a boy, once he's 12, cannot sleep with his mother with body contact. Other people say differently. Not a girl 9, but up to a girl up to the age of 12 can sleep with her father. And a boy until bar mitzvah can sleep with his mother. Both cases meaning basically means that the breasts are developed and the hair grown, mean they reach puberty. Basically, that's what it says. So according to this, it says that until puberty, the father can sleep with his daughter, even with body contact, so to speak. But the Gemara says like this, and this is very important din. Amar afim bar papa amar af chista. Leishanu, this din only applies, sheina busha lamid lefan avadim. Until the age where a girl's not embarrassed to stand naked in front of her father, or boy in front of his mother. Avu busha lamed baisha lamed lefan of adam. But if the girl would not, she's of age already, that she will not stand naked in front of her father, then it's forbidden.
Forbidden for the daughter to sleep with the father.
Without clothes.
Without clothes.
Yeah, body contact. That's what it means. Oh. Actually, body contact. My timer, yetsel al basha. The fact that she's embarrassed to stand naked in front of her father, or the boy is embarrassed to stand naked in front of his mother, shows the Yetzer Hara is already working.
Hmm.
If there's the Yetzer Hara there, once there's the Yetzer Hara there, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Now, the Gemara tells a story. Ravacha Barabba Ikla Lebe Rav Chista Chasne. Ravacha Barabba went to Rav Chista, the famous Rav Chista was his son-in-law. Shakla Labas, so Ravacha Barabba took his granddaughter, meaning Rav Chista's daughter, Eise Bekanafea, he put her under the blanket, under his blanket, and slept with her Bekid of Basar. Okay? He slept with her under the covers. Amalei, so Rav Chista said to his father-in-law, Leisavar Mar, Demikacha, doesn't, you know that this girl was already had Kedushin? The case was, it was a little girl, a Ketana, that the father already accepted Kedushin for her.
Wow.
So the son-in-law said to his father-in-law, why are you sleeping with my daughter? Don't you know that she's not married, but she had Kedushin. I accepted Kedushin for her. So he said, what are you doing? Now there's another din. It's not a daughter anymore. Now it's a problem of Eishes Ish. So Amalei answered back, these guys are good. He said, you're screaming at me, you're worse than me. Avat lo chadarav, you transgressed, you're screaming at me, I did something wrong, you did something worse than me. Why? Damer av you damer av. Or if you say me, Rabbi Lazar, as lo adam shekadesh is bitik shiktana. Even though the Torah says you could, but the Chachamim say you should not marry off your daughter when she's a ktana, at shetigdol, until she grows up, and says, "Beplein ani reitzer, this is the guy I want to marry." See, even though min haTorah you can marry off a ketana, the father could marry off a ketana, but the Chacham say you can't. So the son-in-law screams at his father-in-law, "Why are you sleeping with the girl in the bed? She's a she had kedushin." So he says, "And why did you do kedushin for her? You're not supposed to do that either." They're great relationship.
But nevertheless,
so Rav Chista answered back. You did something else wrong. Okay, we're even now. One for one. But he says, Ma nami avid le'ad Shmuel. You transgressed the din that Shmuel said. What did Shmuel say? Dama Shmuel, a mishtamshim be'isha. You can't use a woman at all. Okay? What does this mean? There's a whole Gemara, we learned the Gemara before, and Daf Ayin, brings it down from the bottom. There's a din before, the Gemara said, the Gemara quoted this din.
To warm the bed or something.
Number 4378. It says like this. Why do you not use a woman? Because she should not become accustomed to associate with men. But the Me'iri writes, only those things that bring intimacy connection. So he says, well, look what you did. You did something else wrong. Not only is she a married woman, but you also used a woman. Okay, so he answered, "Hakol Hashem Shemayim." It's all for Hashem Shemayim, meaning like this. Davacha, the father-in-law, said to his son-in-law, "I did it l'shem Shemayim. Why? Because I wanted to show her mother that I like her daughter." In other words, he didn't do it.
That's his own daughter. He wanted to show his own daughter.
He wanted to show his own daughter that he likes her daughter. Right. That he likes the granddaughter. So he said, I did it, not with any... These are tzaddikim, you have to understand. These are amiroim of the Gemara, Rav Acha, Rav Chista. I mean, Rav Chista was a very holy man. He said, I did it because I wanted to show my daughter that... Rav Acha said, I wanted to show my daughter that I love her kids, the girls too. And I like the kids. So it's all done with Shem Shemayim.
Yeah, buy him a lollipop. I'm just taking a bet.
He said, Rashi, Lazar's Keis Ruach Li'ima, to make her mother feel good, Shani Mechavev Es Bita, that I like the daughter.
But in general, there is no Ichud with Ketana, right?
Over three, there is. We said Ichud with a girl is over three.
Yeah, but this is
so
grandpa. This is a granddaughter.
So
yeah, but he didn't know Ichud. He took on his covers with him.
So doesn't matter even if it's not Eshet Ish yet. A granddaughter, she cannot do this. So what is the point of Eshet Ish? It still is a problem.
He said to him, What he said to him was, even though she's a granddaughter, but now that she's married, you should behave a little bit differently. Which I'll be then is not true.
If he wasn't a Siddish, it still would be a problem.
Right. But I'm saying, he said, especially now that she had Kedushin, so you should be more careful.
But there's no Yichud with a grandfather.
No.
How many generations? How about great-grandfather? It doesn't matter.
Oh, so there's no problem.
No, but here he's not Yichud. He right. took under the covers with him. That's what Rav Chista was upset about. Okay, next Mishnah. This is also a continuation of this, but we're almost finished with the Masechta. Okay. Layomid Adam Davik Sofrim. A bachelor should not become a teacher for small children. Okay, let me just tell you something. A lot of these dinim we're going to hear here do not necessarily apply today because times are different. Okay? But it says, Lamed Adam Ravik Seifrim, a bachelor who's not married should not be a teacher of little kids.
Boys
also. Okay, Rashi says, the Gemara says, because the mothers bring the kids to school. They didn't have busing in those days, carpools. The mother would bring the boys to school, and there's a problem of yichud between the man who's not married, the bachelor.
Well, they drop them off, though.
Yeah, but they could drop them off. It's in the house. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara's going to explain it. V'le'salamet isha sofrim. A woman should not be accustomed to teach little boys. Why? Because the fathers bring the kids. The mothers bring the kids. The fathers bring the kids. Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Rabbi Lazar says, Af mi she'en le'isha, even one who doesn't have a wife, le'yelamet sofrim should not teach little children. The words are going to explain what that means, because that's what the Ravik is. The Ravik is a bachelor. By the way, it's interesting. Somebody said today, a cute fart, marriage is when the man loses his bachelor's and the woman gets her master's. It's very cute.
That is cute.
The man loses his bachelor's and the woman gets her master's. Okay. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Rav Yehuda said, La'yira ravak behema. A bachelor cannot be a shepherd because of yichud with behemoth. So if you're married, your wife's in the city, so it takes care of yichud. Rav Yehuda holds like Shmuel that there's yichud between animals and people or anybody. Two bachelors, meaning two bachlim, cannot sleep under one blanket. Okay? Because of yichud that will cause homosexual acts. This is what Rav Yehuda is very strict. But Chum Matin and Chum say it's not a problem. Okay? So the Gemara is saying a bunch of dinim of yichud, basically. A man cannot teach little kids. A woman should not teach little kids. Rabbi Lazar says, even if you don't have a wife, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. You also shouldn't teach kids. And then, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't be a shepherd. You can't have yichud between behemoths and people and men and men. Yichud in a way of under the same blanket. And Chum hold this aloud. So the Gemara says, at my time, what's the reason a bachelor cannot teach? A Mishnah said a bachelor cannot teach little kids. What's my time? If you're telling me because it's of the little kids, and you might come to do homosexual, it's called today molestation, it can be. But Tanya Amrle Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, not Mishnah, I mean, said in Braisa, they next you saw Mishkav Zachol Le'al Behema. Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, right, a shepherd, a bachelor can be a shepherd because of yichud behemoth. The Mishnah doesn't say, but the Chaman permit it. That's what the Mishnah says. The Brice explains why did the Chum permit it? Because they said to Rabbi Yehuda, the Jews are not suspected of homosexual or animals. Ellis, so what's the question? The Gemara thought now that we're afraid the teacher is going to have yichud with the kids. So Gemara says, but the Chachamim hold us not, we're not afraid of that. Allah says a different reason. Allah Ravik Mishum Ima de Yunuka, not because of the kids, because the mothers are going to bring the children. Isha, why can't a woman teach the little kids? Misham avasa diyunuka, because of yichud with the fathers. Okay, now, today, all the women are preschoolers and the rabbis, so why isn't there a problem of yichud? So he explains at the bottom, it's clear, that's why he said the dinim don't apply today. Today you teach in a school building. There's a lot of people around. There's no problem of yichud. In the olden times it says, the woman used to teach privately in her home. The women used to teach in the home. So then there's a problem. If the woman teaches little kids at home, not her kids, like other kids, the fathers might come to bring the kids, so then you might have a problem of yichud.
In Iran, like this, they used to take the kids to the house of the teacher. Teacher.
Yeah, because they didn't...
they didn't have a school, public school or something.
Right. Now, Rabbi Lazar said in the Mishnah, Af mi she'ein li. Even a person that doesn't have a wife. Why is that different than a bachelor?
Looks the same.
Huh?
It looks the same.
Married, probably was married in the
So it says, what does it mean? Iboiluhu. So the Gemara asks, what does he mean? Misha and Laisha Klal has no wife at all, means a widower or divorced. Or Shaina Shruya Etzai, that she's not with him now. What does Rabbi Lazar mean? Tashma, it says, Af Misha Yashli. Even a person that has a wife. Vayna Shruya Etzai, but she's not living with him. Okay? Lo Yalamit Safrim, she shouldn't teach little kids. Okay? So here there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, what the Gemara means. She's not living with him, period, or she's not here in the building. That's the question. Machlekes Rambam and the other Rishonim. But the bottom line is, according to the first opinion, a bachelor means a guy that was never married. Rabbi Lazar adds, even if a guy who was married, but either is a widower, according to what the Gemara really says, he's not living with her. He's not living with her. So then you do have a din of according to Rabbi Lazar, you have a din problem of yichud. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, La Yira, a bachelor cannot be a shepherd of cattle, and he cannot sleep with another man. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Gemara just quoted before. Amla Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, the next Yisrael on Mishkav Zohar, the Jews are not suspected for homosexuality and not living with a behemoth. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, a bachelor could be a shepherd, and you can. It's very interesting. I was told that there are, because of what's going on in the world today, the gay rights, gay pride. Some people want to say maybe there is a din of yichud today. But probably Allah, nobody's fasting that way yet. But people are saying now with the gay rights and all the coming out of the closets becoming so popular, even the Supreme Court likes it. So then maybe there is a problem. Maybe you can't say the Jews are not suspected for Mishkav Zohar, because maybe they are. Behema, meanwhile, they're not suspected. But the Shaila is that they suspected on Mishkav Zohar to say that it might be a din of Yichur. But the Vaila, it's not. What?
Woman teacher, what would she teach the kids?
A Moran preschool. Okay, the kids are not nine. An English teacher.
I'm talking about all time. Yeah.
Oh, what did she teach? Yeah. That's what we're going to see in the next Mishnah.
She's not allowed to learn Torah.
We'll see in the next Mishnah. That's the next Mishnah coming up about that.
No, she can learn. She wants to. Okay, anyway.
Broria, Mayor's wife, big scholar. So, can she teach? In fact, the Mefarshim, I think I mentioned this either last week, 2 weeks ago, Devora Eisha Sanavia, okay, the Pasuk says, where was she Shifeta Sisrael? Tachas Tamar. So under a date tree. Mm-hmm. So Mepharshim say, who cares? I mean, she did it. Why is the Pasuk telling that Dvar was a Shefetus under a date tree? So they say because the date tree was in public, and because when men came there, shouldn't be a problem of Yichud. So she, the Torah is telling us, the Haftedah, it's Haftedah. But Dvar Eishas and Neviyah, right? Be Shefet, Tachos Tamar Dvar, I think, whatever the Pasuk says, to teach us that it was in a public place, therefore there was no problem of Yichud.
Why it dates?
No, because that's the family. I mean, there's a big trees, whatever. But she did it in public, not in private, because otherwise there'd be a problem of Yichud.
She just chose a date tree.
Yep, whatever.
Tree,
that's what it was.
They have the date trees.
That's what they had over there.
Yeah, in Babel there were a lot of date trees. Oh, Dvar was an excellent, but whatever, there were a lot of date trees. Okay. Okay, this is also a very important Mishnah. Kol shasakev emanashim, whoever does business with women, meaning, as the Gemara is going to explain, he gives the needs of women, jewelry, peddling, peddlers.
Sheitel macha.
Sheitel, no, yeah, sheitel macha, all that. Lo yisyachid emanashim cannot have yichud even with many women. The Mishnah says that one man with three women is good. So, but this case is different because there's a friendship going on. And because there's a friendship going on, it's much stricter.
The guy is selling to the women? Is that what's meant?
Yeah, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what it means. The Gemara is going to say, what does it mean? The Gemara says, very interesting, it's a very long Mishnah. But the Gemara is going to say, who is this? The goldsmiths who make jewelry for women. Sarik and the combers have combed wool from women's garments, the handmill cleaners, the peddlers of women's toiletries, the weavers, the barbers, all these guys deal with women. So they have to create a nice relationship with the women. So because of that, there's a bigger problem of Yichud.
There's no problem, man, barber, for woman.
In today, if it's done in a public place, it's not a problem.
Not touching the woman.
It's professional. It's not just like a woman could go to a male doctor and a man could go to a female doctor.
A video camera goes to the wedding, take a picture of the woman. There's no problem because this is
this is profession.
Yeah.
Not always. I mean.
And the singer's watching the women dancing.
Well, they're supposed to be on that side of Mechitza. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's
proficient.
There are a tatum for it. How reliable that tatum are is a different story.
Usually the singers are right in the middle.
We said it's very strange. A handshake is what's called that a chibot. That's not professional. That's friendship. So that's forbidden. Yeah? It's going to sound very crazy, but it is crazy. If a woman goes to a gynecologist, so he can deal with her private parts and touch, but he can't give her a handshake. Al Pidin, he can't give her a handshake, even though he's touching her private parts.
The handshake is unprofessional.
No, because this is, that's business,
right.
That's professional, and this is social.
Right.
So to a guy, to the doctor, when the woman says to the doctor, I'm sorry, I can't shake your hand, the doctor looks at her and says, what are you crazy? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, but that's not lachem. This is so. Yeah, this is social, this is business. Professional. Okay, so it says like this. Kolcha sakav in menashim, anybody whose trades provides, you know, a lot for women, he should not be alone with men, even with many women, right? Because it's... And now that they become friends, so one woman covers up for another woman, it's not good. And a man should not teach his child, even though there's a Mishnah before that a father has to teach his child a trade, but he shouldn't teach him a trade that deals with women's accessories. Because then he's going to become too friendly with the women. The mayor says, La'elam yelamed adam is b'nei umnes nekiyah v'kalam. A man should always teach his son a clean and easy trade. Okay? Meaning, that doesn't require heavy labor, or some of us should learn clean means no stealing, no, you know, or excessive involvement that he should be able to learn Torah. But basically, you should teach a kid a good profession. And then he says like this, V'yispalun yishadavin l'misha eitzev anachosim shalai, to the one who really has all the prop. Meaning, even after you teach your son a trade, you better davit. That he should get parnasa. And he says, Shein umnis, shein bo anias vashidis, there's no trade that doesn't have wealth and poverty. V'er shalai anias mino umnis, because poverty doesn't come from the business. And it doesn't come from the wealth, doesn't come from the business. Everything is according to your
merit?
Huh?
Not,
yeah, your schus.
Not bidei shamayim.
Listen, tell you something. Maybe I shouldn't say it on tape. But very wealthy people are not necessarily very smart. There's a lot of brilliant people that are broke. And a lot of stupid people that are very wealthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has nothing to do with seichel. Has to do with mazel. That's what it is. Mazel.
It's not bidei shamayim.
That's what it says. No, that's what he says. El hakol fi zechusei.
Zechut is bebeis.
Every, listen, you could be a real estate and broke. You could be a lawyer and broke. You could be, it's all up to the zechus of the person. What Hashem gives you, that's all. And he says, in fact, like it says in the Rebbe said this many times, the Rebbe Marash said, Parnasa bizman hazeh is like the mon. The mon fell from heaven, totally illogical, irrational. Parnasa bizman hazeh is completely irrational. Sometimes you think you make a great deal and you lose everything. Sometimes you think you're making a stupid deal and you make big bucks. It's mamish, completely min hashamayim. Because he says, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, there's no business, there's having wealth and poverty, there's no business, you know, that's it.
Shmuel,